And John Fuang once said that we should make our practice timeless. After all, the Dhamma is timeless, and if we want to see the timeless Dhamma, we have to be timeless in our practice. Which means that whatever your activities, you don't divide the day up into this is the time to work in the kitchen, this is the time to clean up, this is the time to work in the orchard, this is the time to do this, do that. It's all practice time, even when you're in the kitchen, in the orchard. But to keep watch over your mind, because that's what mindfulness and alertness are for. We work on them as we're sitting here with our eyes closed, but we don't use them only when we're sitting here when we're with our eyes closed. As the Buddha said, you want to make the breath, mindfulness in the body, your post. Then your senses are like animals that are tied to the post. No matter what's out there, the animals don't go very far. Try to stay around here, watching what's going on in the mind, watching what needs to be abandoned, watching what needs to be developed. Anything unskillful comes up in the mind, you have to do away with it. No matter what the time, in the kitchen, in the hall, in the orchard, in your tent, wherever you are. You make it only not only timeless, but also locationless. In other words, wherever you are, you want to practice. And the practice is just that, being mindful, being alert, and then being ardent to clean up whatever needs to be cleaned up in the mind and to encourage whatever needs to be encouraged. That's why you, instead of the day being chopped up into little times, it's one big time to practice. And that's how it becomes timeless. And you get the chance to see the timeless Dhamma here as you're focused on cleaning up the mind. You run into some really interesting things in the mind as you clean it up. So try to keep your awareness leashed right here to the body, leashed right here to the breath. And make the breath as comfortable as you can. Maybe too much to ask and be aware of every in and out breath, but be aware of the general quality of the breath, the energy in the body. If you notice you're tensing up here, tensing up there, allow it to relax. Let the breath flows freely. That way it becomes a good place to stay. If it's not a comfortable place to stay, it's going to find some reason to go off someplace else, to think about other things, and get away from what's actually going on inside. So keep the practice timeless. And that way the timeless Dharma will appear.